Welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of blockchain and Web3 technologies news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
Investor news breaks: SolarWinds Holdings, Nasdaq SWIN, hits $100 million in transaction volume for licensed coin in-coin-out services. SolarWinds Holdings, a financial services firm, announced that its subsidiary Solomon JFZ Asia Holdings Limited has achieved $100 million in transaction volume for licensed coin-in and coin-out services in Hong Kong. This milestone follows Solomon's recent licensing from the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, allowing regulated fiat-to-digital asset connectivity. Solomon's platform meets strict compliance standards, including asset custody, AML-KYC, and market integrity requirements. SolarWinds plans to deepen partnerships with stablecoin issuers, explore institutional staking products, and expand into real-world asset tokenization and institutional-grade DeFi solutions. For more information, visit SolarWinds' website at solarwinds.io.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.